Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and so you can build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. And so we are in a new series, How You Doing, Family, Going and Come in the Queue. And we are talking about that consistency is my key to success. And you got to get God's attention and let him know that you're serious about your goals. Let them know that you are serious about completing what it is that he has called you to do, and it's through consistency. Now, our scripture today is going to be coming. The book of James, and we also have the book of Galatians. So we're going to go to James 1 and 4, as well as Galatians 6 and 9 on today. We have two things. Why? Because your goals don't care about how you feel, but goals love consistency. And that's what we're going to talk about on today, because many of us can allow our emotions to really break down what we should be doing consistently. And so if goals love consistency, that's what we should do, is we have to make sure that we begin to own consistency no matter how we feel. And we got to go to the Lord. And this is why God is so important in our life, because I'm going to tell you something. Creating massive success or creating any sort of next level, you know, massive is all relative. It's all about your next level. And when you're trying to go to your next level, there are going to be things that will happen and circumstances that will happen that will try to break your stride of consistency. And you just have to keep in mind that once it does that, now you're giving the power to the enemy. And then now you're also lending your vision or your assignment to, I would say, just the world of darkness. And I want you guys to stay strong. You want to ask me how I know? I want us to go to the Lord on today, because we have to understand that praise is your weapon through any type of challenge and circumstance or anything that will try to break your consistency. And if you know that lack of consistency is a threat to your purpose, then you want to stay on guard. Let's go to the Lord right now together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today, because today, this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you've given us another opportunity to come and praise you. You said praise is our weapon, and it also will confuse the enemy. So we want to give you the highest praise of hallelujah. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we know that there are things of the world that will try to break our consistency, especially those who are building the kingdom. We come up against, oh Father God, any spirit of darkness or anything that is trying to destroy or deplete your people right now in the name of Jesus. As we're standing in the gap, oh dear Lord, interceding. For those who can't stand for themselves, we call in our helper. We call in our comforter. We call in our guide, our director, the Holy Spirit. We thank you, O Father God, that we are being guided into all truth. And we're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that the consistency of your people is getting stronger even now as their faith is increasing. Our chief goal is to please you. And we know we cannot do that without faith. We know that faith is needed in order for us to be consistent no matter what. We call upon, oh Father God, our host of angels right now in the name of Jesus, that they will stand guard as your people are being strengthened to move into consistency. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you, oh Father God. You're quenching the fiery darts of the enemy right now against your people. We're thanking you right now. We're standing strong. But while we're standing, we also are chasing you, hungry and thirsting for your word, as well as for us to do your works, like the deer panted for water. We're thirsty. Hey, Lord, we're thirsty. We thank you. We want to honor you even through our challenges. As we remain consistent to finish what it is that you've called us to do, we honor you, we bless you. And we want to seal this prayer with the blood, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing day. You say it just started. Well, I want you to know something on today that as we are talking about, that your goals don't care how you feel, but your goals love consistency. And so I want us to talk about being consistent with your daily method of operation in building your business. You know, your calendar will tell the whole story. For those who are living their lives and actually use the cash calendar, I want you to pull it out and I want you to look at it and tell me, what is it telling you about you? What is it telling you about consistency? If consistency is your key to success, when you look at your calendar, I can tell you right now that if you're not living a life by calendar, you have nothing written down. Inconsistency is running rampant in your life. By this time of day, what is it that you do consistently? The beautiful thing about us is that God has designed us that we will become creatures of habit. And so if you have a habit of being inconsistent, that's what you will follow through with. You'll be very good at that. But then when you make a decision, I will say a real decision, where you're cutting off any way to anything else other than what would take you to success, and consistency now become yours, you begin to own it, life will change for the better. I'm going to be transparent with you all. Every day is not the best day. But even in the consistency of the word, as we go and we read James 1 and 4, as well as Galatians 6 and 9, consistency is going to need patience. Don't lose patience with yourself while you're learning how to be consistent. So James 1 and 4, it says, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Or let steadfastness, if you may see it in the English Standard Version, have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And then Galatians 6 and 9 will turn around and encourage you to say, hey, if you can be steadfast or you can be patient and you allow it to have its perfect work, don't get tired in the process. Galatians 6 and 9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. I love that promise of God showing us that no matter what it is, you will reap what's been sown. And so if you are consistent and you're patient during your consistency, you just know that your payday is coming. The beautiful thing about it is that whatever you put in is what you get paid out. Consistency. There are some people that play around with that rule, play around with that law. But guess who is consistent? God, the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I want us to talk about on today your daily method of operation. What is your daily method of operation? What is how you roll? How do you roll? What does your day look like? I want us to come in the queue because at the end of the day, you know, we give you a cash calendar. We say, hey, your personal development, your personal responsibilities for your family, yourself, and then you roll into your business. It has to be God first and then your family and then now business. That needs to be a consistent flow of your day. Whatever that looks like for you is going to be the fine details may be different. But if you operate like that, trust me, no matter what it is or what's going on with you, you'll be able to move yourself out of it and back into consistency. People who just like to jump out of bed and into making money, you will find yourself that one day when something happened, I love it, my pastor was always saying, you're either in, just came out, or about to go into a storm. And so if you are inconsistent with those first things of God and family, then I can tell you something. If you just came out the storm, more than likely it left with inconsistency. If you're in the storm, you're not doing what you're supposed to do with your daily method of operation. And if you feel like right now that you are in la-la land, and when the storm hits you, inconsistency is also going to be knocking at that door. So your daily method of operation must start out with God and then your family, things of what will make you feel fulfilled. And you say, but right now I'm having a challenge with God because challenges going on in my life. And I'm just wondering why would he allow these things? Remember all of these things here. If you're doing the right thing, don't worry. If you're out there trying to help people, don't grow weary. We need more people. God needs more people like that. The kingdom needs more people like that who really are about kingdom business first. And then guess what? The promotion going to come from God anyway. So I want to talk today as you're coming in on talking about your daily method of operation. What does that look like after God and your family? What is your promotion looking like in your business? Are you consistently letting people know and being aware of what it is that you're doing? And you say, well, I want to blab all over my social media, come buy what I have. But if there's only one place that money comes from is people, that's not what people want. People will buy more of what they want before they buy what they need. I'm going to break this down for you, and hopefully some of you are going to catch it. People buy more of what they want versus what they need. So if you were to look at your promotional efforts, are you giving people what they want, or do you believe what you have is what they need? If you understand that people first purchase what they want, and they also exchange for people who they know, like, and trust, are you giving them what they want? Are you giving them the reason? Are you giving them the invitation to know, like, and trust you because that's what they want? Or are you only trying to serve them what they need? Let me give you a big clue on your daily method of operation, and what you must be consistent at is letting people know that you are the solution to their pain. Now, how can you be the solution to their pain if you're in pain yourself? Whatever is causing a person pain and stress, and you can show them consistently that you have the answer to the pain and the stress, then you become the best candidate to do business with. If you're consistent with that in your daily method of operation, that you promote that you're an answer. How do you do that? Well, you can motivate people. You can make them feel better about themselves, have a better outlook and hope on life, a better outlook and hope that they can make it. Yeah, people like that and they want that. People also want to see that you are doing this regularly. Nobody wants to be a guinea pig. So are you promoting consistently that what you're doing is what you actually do? I want you to take a look at your calendar and take a look at whether it's your social media. Take a look at even, because your calendar will show you if you're doing this offline or you're doing this online. Are you giving people hope consistently? And then are you letting them know, does that help them like you? Are you letting them know that they can trust you by being consistent and that you're doing this thing? Do you understand that people are who lack consistency, who one day you're promoting this, the next day you're promoting that, you're bipolar, tripolar, quadpolar, all of those things, you will not be the best candidate for business. I want you to take a look at your daily method of operation and say, am I consistently showing people how they can get to know me by my thoughts, by what I like, by what my day looks like? That's called lifestyle. And then am I consistently showing people that they can trust me, that I am consistent in the business that I'm doing? Know, like, trust. If you've never read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, you need to get that book so you can understand how to develop a relationship, whether it's online or offline, with people where they can know, like, and trust you. You need to look at your daily method of operation and say, am I being consistent there? Or is my life or circumstances getting in the way of my consistency? If consistency is what's required to meet my goals, then I have to ask myself, am I being consistent in my daily method of operation? That now I do the promotion, I do the invitation. Am I following through to get the answer of yay or nay? Some people are out there launching their businesses. They have people on the calls listening in, and then now they're afraid to pick up the line and say, where are you? I'd love to get some feedback. If you look at every big business, after they serve you many a times, they'll either give you a survey or they will give you send you an email and say, how did we do? Don't be afraid to know, how did you do? That's how you get better. That's how you get sharper than sharp. Be okay with the feedback. That's how you grow. And then after you get them on board, are you following through consistently? Is it on your DMO that today you're launching someone's business, or you're following up even after you've enrolled that person? Are you getting someone started right? What are you doing in your DMO? Let's look at the calendar and tell me, what does your calendar look like? I'd love for you to come in on the call right now and let's talk about this so we can fill in the gaps where you can now move into consistency and really start growing a sustainable business if that's what you want. Is that what you would like? If someone says, yes, I would love to grow a business that's a real business, you need to have these components in your business, consistency in your daily method of operation. Let's open up the call right now and let's have a chat. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning, 480-447725. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Nicola?
Hey, good morning, King. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. You could not have said more perfect words this morning. I just want to tell you that, first of all, last week you talked about clarification and making sure that everything was crystal clear. And I heard you, but it took me a while to get it and make it actually click. Mm-hmm. And then once I finally got that revelation, then this week you're talking about consistency. And I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for consistency, I wouldn't have hope for the situation that I'm in right now. Every day, God keeps pressing me to do this full-time and do it full-time. And I keep saying, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Things aren't where they need to be. Things are not ready where they need to be, God. You know, just give me a minute. Let me clear this up. Let me straighten that up. But now what happened was my company had changed my hours, and they stated that, you know, this is the time that we have, and I cannot leave my kids at home for 3 hours by themselves. They're only 8 and 9. But what has happened in this month, it's been one of my biggest months, and I can see the consistency that I have already put in, already building. And I can see that what's happening now is preparing me for what God has already put in my vision of what I'm supposed to do, on who I'm supposed to talk to, the people that I'm linking up with. And every day it's like it's just a stronger confirmation of being where I need to be. And it's so crazy. I would be at work and people at work are asking me about my business while I'm at work. And I'm like, I can't talk to you right now. I have to do my job, you know. And then after work, they're calling me. They're texting me. They're filling my, you know, my Facebook up. My everything is starting to just flow. The team of people that I'm working with, they're on fire. They are just stirred further than I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, okay, God, this is you. You're saying it's time. I need to link up. I need to do what I'm supposed to do. And when you said consistency, that put the icing on the cake. And I was like, exactly. Thank you, Jesus. As long as I stay consistent, as long as I practice and stay with the system, as long as I continue to follow the success of the people that have proven over and over and over and over and over again what success is, I cannot fail. As long as I'm not trying to get in my own way, do my own thing, and create my own stuff, there is nothing that is too hard for God. There's nothing impossible. There's so many people in this business that are so inspirational and so many people that are willing to help that there's no way that I can help. So I want to thank you, Nicola, for all that you've done.
You're so welcome, Jason. And so today, what I hear from you, and I think we can close out right there. I mean, how did you feel prior to you actually getting consistent? Because a lot of people are still struggling with consistency because they're not clear on what they want. When you're clear on what you want, you start making different decisions. And then now when we're talking about not growing weary while doing good, there was a time where you started being consistent and it wasn't showing up at first. It didn't seem like it was working, right? You were being consistent.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure if this is working, but it says let patience have the perfect work. Let have patience,
right.
Perfect work. And one thing you were consistent with was getting on Power Stop your day to consistently hear the word. And sometimes consistency, like everything else, there's stages to everything. And so you're consistent with getting on every day, and you're like, okay, that's going to do a little bit. Sometimes you can't do a lot. Sometimes it just still kind of switch on, but you stay consistent. Can you tell us, what was it before you got clear and you got consistent? What was that like?
Well, I just want to tell you, at first, I was, you know, all about getting on Power Start Your Day because I just love inspirational words. But then what kind of threw me off was, you know, I was working and I had all these things going on, and then there was a different call here, a different training there, a different, you know, there's all kinds of trainings going on. So I said to myself, you know what, I can't be at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's when it's like a storm kind of hit me, like, well, if you can't do all that, then then what's the point in you even staying consistent at just this? But I kept saying, you know what? I just know that a long time ago, I had tried to start my own business. And I was consistent 1 month, consistent the next, you know, not consistent the next. But I ended up closing that business. And then 5 months later, I got a call from Welch's, and they wanted to know if I was still using my company for marketing. And I had to give them the terrible news that I had shut it down. And that was a huge, huge contract that I missed because of inconsistency.
There we go.
So when I came into this, I said, you know what? I don't care what it is. I'm going to stay consistent at something. I'm going to stay consistent with how I start your day. I'm going to stay consistent with my posting. I'm going to stay consistent at talking with my team, building with my team, talking to my leader, even though they may be uncomfortable conversations. I don't care. I need to be clear. I need to be trained. I need to make sure that I'm connected with this huge movement because this has been put in my lap for a reason. There are so many people out there struggling, and they came into this business looking for an answer. Who am I to tell them that, I'm sorry, I'm not the person that you can go to for your answer when there's other people that are doing this consistently? And I can, if I follow in their steps, I can do this. This is a copy and paste business. Copy and paste. Do what you need to do. Be on every call. Be on every training. If you can't be on every training, be on the ones that you can. Because the ones that you can help you make it a step further. Because we all have a vision. And well, me, I had a vision in my mind of where I wanted to be this year. And I'm not, but I'm a whole lot further in my mind where I am today than where I was last year. I know that because of the consistency. So I will not give up. I'm not going to give up on anything. I'm going to stay consistent. Because every time I see success, it helps me live a little more further in this business. It gives my wife hope. It gives my kids hope. My kids are out there telling people they need to fix their credit, and they know the 555 script better than I do. And they're only 8 and 9.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you talk about some real stuff. You missed a huge opportunity because of lack of consistency. I hope that you put a pen there because you gave up in well doing. You didn't know that day was coming. Now your day is here and you say, not again. I want you to know that I am so proud of you, the growth that you have, what you're doing, and I can't tell you how many times, even with consistency, people would even say to me, oh, your stuff is too churchy. Churchy. And then I would get it, I would hear things like this, of how life has changed for people because of this churchy. And so this is what I want you to do. I want you to be massively successful. May God continue to richly bless your business.
Yeah.
Because that's where the promotion comes from. Guys, listen, I want you to have an amazing day on today. I love you. And go out and be consistent with your DMO. Somebody's out there waiting on your help. Bless you.